This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Come on and bless God. I don't have a lot of time. So I'm getting right to the gravy. Is that all right? It's about amplifying the Christ. Because Passover must be done by midnight. So I don't have a lot of time. Come on and bless God. What the Lord want me to share with you tonight is that Passover came after you have suffered a while. Have anybody under the hearing of my voice been suffering a while? Has the enemy been beating up on anyone in this room? Passover, you must be entangled in something. After Passover, I don't care how old you are. I believe that my mother is the oldest person in this room tonight. She will be 92. This year, stand up, my mother. You see how good I'm going to be looking when I'm 92? As a matter of fact, I'm going to look better. And you see how healthy I'm going to look when I'm 92? And you're going to tell me I should hold my peace? And don't praise the Lord. Or if you want to look good when you're 92, you better hop up on your feet and say, Lord, bless me. Be seated. After Passover. Not your neighbor said, immediately after. You will get to the Red Sea. Nudge your neighbor and say, you can't go back now. It's Passover. Oh, nudge your neighbor and say, get over, man. Get over, get over, get over. Come on, nudge somebody else and say, get over. Get over, get over, get over. Oh, some of us just need to get over ourselves. Oh, Lord. Reach out and hold somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if you have a leader that knows how to touch the heart of God, that Red Sea will be divided. Come on, come on, nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, come on and gather up some strength. I know the enemy they are pursuing, but as long as you march forward, everything is going to be all right. I think I know why God calls bad people and anoint them. Because God don't depend on cowards. God depend on people that are brave. Somebody shout brave. God depend on people that stare death in the eye and said, I will not die. Oh, I wish somebody know what I'm talking about. The place that God is taking you, it's a fruitful place. It got milk. It got honey. It got grapes as big as your head. Kandalaba sikindiosa. God have properties for you. God have cities for you. But guess what? They are giants. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. So that house that you're expecting God to give to you, I've got news for you. You're going to have to fight for it. Oh, somebody bless God. Because some of us have some things we never fight for it. Oh, Lord God, you cheat the government out of it. And you cheat your neighbors out of it. And you cheat your friend out of it. And then you have the nerve to come to church and say, I've got a testimony because the Lord has blessed me. So can I tell you how the Lord has blessed you? And the Roha Akodashes is just standing in the corner. And the people wondering, how come God bless you so much and the testimony is so dry? Come on and bless God. I'm going to tell you something after you have Passover. It doesn't matter how old you get. God is going to anoint you. God is going to give you the strength to still take your mountain. After Passover, God is going to feed you real good. He's going to feed you with angels food. Somebody praise God. But I got news for you. You're going to have to cross the wilderness. I'm going to tell you something about church folks. When church folk get blessed, they don't come back to the altar until they are broke. When church folk get blessed, we see big cars, new clothes, new shoes, and they start showing up to church once per month. Come on and bless God, you know I'm telling the truth. But when they are broke and busted, even when the doors are closed, they thought we were having prayer meeting. But it's not an uncommon disease, you see. When God fed them in the wilderness, they said, Lord, we are tired of manna now. Give us some meat. And when God gave them quail, the word of the Lord said 3,000 rose up and committed fornication. Oh, Lord God, help me. Be careful of the blessing. Are you listening to me? When you are blessed, that is the time to cling to the altar. The spirit of fornication and adultery, lying and cheating and partying is going to try to cleave even more aggressively to you. I wish somebody know what I'm talking about and shout hallelujah. And one thing I do know, I want you to look at the neighbor and tell the neighbor, neighbor, after Passover, and we cross the Red Sea, and we are in the wilderness, the Lord is going to be there with us. He's going to be a pillar of fire by night, and he's going to be a pillar of cloud by day. The Lord will never leave us. The Lord will never forsake us. Let us humble ourselves. Come on, tell somebody, the serpent may bite you, but if you look up, come on, tell somebody, if you look up, you will be healed. Said, if you look up, you will be delivered. So I want for you to open your mouth and let the enemy hear you, that your venom cannot destroy me. Because the Lord passed over me. I hear the rock of Kodesh saying, some people said if the Lord was with me, I would not get stung. But that's a lie. The Lord is with you, and the serpent is going to sting you. But rise up on your feet and say, I will look up. I love Passover time, because the word of the Lord said that if you eat of his body unworthily, not deserving the Lord's body, then you eat to yourself damnation. And he said, for this cause some are sick and some becomes weak. But think about it, that if you are worthy, if you discern the Lord's body, if you know what time it is, then you shall be healed. So I have a question. Do we have any sick folks in the room tonight? Do we have any people struggling with weakness? Yes, I got a knee here that sometimes just get weak on me. But the Lord is going to pass over it tonight. Yes, this one. And this one too, Lord. Do we have anyone in the room tonight feeling as though death is knocking at your door? After tonight, you shall live. Somebody magnify God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. When Moses died, Joshua desired to sit down. And God had to appear to him and tell him to get up. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. And the people must get to the promised land. And Joshua got up. And Joshua fought giants. Oh, God. He fought. And he won the victory. Let me tell you, God said, look at Jericho, Joshua. I am going to give you Jericho. When he got there, Jericho wall was so tall that they said that two chariots could pass on the wall. But while Joshua was in the field worrying about how he was going to overtake this great city, he saw a man in the field, and the man was dressed like a soldier. And Joshua looked at the man, and Joshua said, "Are you for us? Or are you for our adversary?" And the man responded, the man said to him, "I am Michael. I am captain of the army of the host of heaven, and I will fight for you." Not your neighbor, and tell your neighbor, you don't have to do the fighting, because Michael have already left heaven. He's in the field waiting on you. Get out and face the enemy. Get out and face the giant. You don't have to do a thing. You're just going to have to march, and the city will be yours. Move out of the way now. Move out of the way now. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Be seated. Somebody bless God. I hear some people saying, "Is that it? Is it over?" No, the blessing is not over. The blessing is not over. The Lord have desired that this house become debt free by August. We will burn this mortgage by August by the help of God. And the Lord said, ask 77 people to stand with you with $3,000, and you'll be able to burn this mortgage. Hello? I was at the hairdresser, senior deacon. I was at the hairdresser yesterday. One of my niece walked in, and I said to my niece, "Have you placed your name as one of the 77 so that the church can be debt-free?" And my niece said, "You know, Auntie Sharma, I wish you had spoken to me last week, because, you know, I just spent $3,000 renovating XYZ, whatever way." Listen to this. I was shocked. I almost fell out of the chair. The lady was doing my hair. And the lady said, "What?" The hairdresser said, she said, "Did she just say that her church is in a movement to become debt-free?" She said, "Is it okay if I get my name on the list?" Can I tell you? I said, "Can I tell you?" And you know, because God said it, can I tell you? It's offering time. I hope you have your envelope. And I hope you're ready. Because God said it. Because I know that God said it. I have need for a new car. It's time for me to get a new car. Because my car said, "I'm about to die on you." Thank God for my apostle that knows a little something, something, something. He said, "I won't let it die on you. I will let you quit on it before it quit on you." Come on now. You know what I did? I said, "It's Passover." Hello? And I have enough money to pay down and something really nice. Hello? And the devil looked at me, and the devil said, "You're crazy." I said, "Yes, and my husband is crazy too. And we're bringing that crazy money to the house of God. And I want to be the first person to be paid up in full to burn this mortgage." Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. And you hear my husband? My husband said, "We're talking about two persons. Because I am one. And my husband is one. So you're looking at $6,000. But you know what? I'm going to be debt free. I will not be a slave. I am going to be debt free, but I must help God's house become debt free first. And then I'm going to put God against the wall. Or somebody magnify God if you're with me. And we're sweating for space. Do I have any member or any visitors in the room that want to say, get my name on that list and do it now? We don't have another. Well, God bless you. Hello? Is a hand going up outside? Is there another hand? Listen, I'm not asking you for that money tonight. We want to burn the mortgage in August. By now and August, $3,000. I see that other hand. God bless you. Is there another hand? I see another hand in the back. Is there another hand? Okay. And some people don't like to do things in the open, so. Yeah? Okay. Another one. Some people don't like to do things in the open, so please. You can see me, senior deacon, or any member of the finance team. Come on and bless God in the house right now. Come on and bless God in the house right now. Bring out the offering basket, yes, deacon? Oh, okay, you can sit now, Joseph. Oh, Lord. Come on, sister. I need to get that basket right there in front of the table, Do it quick. I want for somebody. And can I tell you, this is a special time. And even though I am putting in my money to burn this mortgage, I have my Passover offering separately. Come on and bless God. Because the Lord said, none shall appear before me empty. We're about to eat the bread and drink his blood. Now I know it's very tight in here. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to decently say to your neighbor, excuse me, I am going before the Lord to do what thus saith the Lord. I'm going and I'm not going empty handed. Make your way to that basket right now and drop your envelope. And we need some envelope in the pulpit. And we got to do this quickly. I'm going to ask you to move quickly. Just move quickly, as quickly as you possibly can. Just say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. If anyone need pens, gonna have to just raise your hand. Come on, make some way, just squeeze up yourself like you heard that fire was in the building and just say to your neighbor, excuse me, I'm going before the Lord now. Combo sandele de osa. God is a good God.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.